Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. This is episode 44. It has been a while. This episode is on sleep, stress, and empowerment, the revelation that brought me back. I've been away since, I don't know. When did I do the last episode? Possibly 4 months, 5 months ago. And I'm back. I'm really excited to be back. There's been a lot that has happened in that time that I stopped recording, and I'm so excited to fill you in on everything because it has so much to do with sleep and stress and helping you get out the other side. I discovered another huge piece of the puzzle, and I'm going to be telling you a little bit about that today. Before I do, I just wanted to go into kind of talking to you about how I got there and how I got to find this missing piece. So I've been in the health and wellness space for 30 years now, and it's changed so much. When I started, I was a personal trainer, nutrition coach in a gym downtown, where we were working with like really high-end executives, CEOs, really high-stressed, high-powered individuals. And we were top of the line where I worked. We were top on all of the latest research, what was coming out, all of the things that we could be doing for our clients. And I think back to 30 years ago and what is out there now, and it blows me away. The information that's come out it's evolving every single year. Research articles or research, when they're doing research on the body, it can take 10, 15, 20 years, sometimes longer, for studies to come out. And studies on the body really only started in the 70s if you start getting going. And those were very minimal compared to a lot of the studies that are coming out now, a lot of the technology and everything that's out there to get us to where we are today. And so it's constantly evolving. There was a gentleman that I used to go to all of his conferences 30 years ago, John Berardi. When he started, it was all bodybuilding. That's what we knew. It was just about the physique. We didn't really realize all of the things that we could be doing to all of our body systems, to help strengthen things, to be giving support to our system to the degree that we do now. And it was fascinating. And he evolved his business to eventually become Precision Nutrition, which I am certified by them with their level one nutrition, level two coaching. It's a wellness, health and wellness coaching certification that is, I know there are some, in the States, there are actually some that can claim this just with their insurance. Like, that's how recognized this certification is. And it uses a lot of CBT models in this level two training that I have from him in his coaching. He brought in top scientists in fields. He's always about teaching us how to dive into the research papers to go and really find out, is this true? Is this just something that people are saying that's a trending, that there's no research on it, like really making sure that we have solid foundations on everything. He has brought in therapists, psychotherapists into his trainings as well. So there's a lot of CBT models in what we teach on how we teach people how to build healthy habits into their life. It's just unbelievable. And he has my other certification as well. My sleep, stress, and resilience training is through him. And it's just fascinating how they have to continually be updating things as well in that certification because of how much things are growing and changing. And we're learning when it comes to sleep, stress, resilience, and what is going on. When I started this podcast, it was probably just over a year ago. And I was convinced at that point in time, and this is the thing you'll learn with me throughout time, is that I'm continually learning. As with science, we're always trying to disprove things in science or prove things, or new things are coming up. So something may be what is working now, and we may find something better, or we may find that that tool was not great long term. For instance, intermittent fasting gives amazing results right away. It helps so much with blood sugars, with hormones, with all kinds of things. But what research has found is that those who are in burnout, if they're doing it, as well as females, need a modification on that in order to be, for it to be long-term safer and healthier for them. So you'll see with me where I'll be teaching something, and then over time it will adapt and change. And so when I started this podcast, it was Burnout Expert. And that was because so many people are in burnout. They really are. When you're out and about, and I will say I'm a burnout coach, or I'm a sleep, stress, and resilience coach, people are like, oh my God, I need you. The thing is that our society has become one where so many people are burnt out. So many people are struggling that it's just become the norm. And I was doing all kinds of interviews. And what I found with these interviews of all these people who had been in burnout, major health issues, lost sight in one eye with one person, hospitalized, all kinds of health issues with people, autoimmune diseases. And the constant theme with all of these people is none of them actually knew they were in burnout until they were getting out the other side. And that is such a common theme. People, we are as a society where we're like, oh, I know what I need to change. I can change this on my own. I can get there. And on some hand, absolutely, you can. Definitely. The thing is that there are so many factors involved in that, that sometimes it is so hard to start the steps that you need to start implementing things, or to understand and have knowledge of all of the pieces of the puzzle to be able to fit them all in to get you back 100%. So, but we do. I've totally known for doing this where I'm like, I can do this on my own for quite a while before I would get coaches involved and other professionals involved to be helping me. And so I was talking with colleagues as well during that time, and they were finding the same. All of my other colleagues who also had burnout practices were finding that so many people would resonate on their social media about taking the step to actually start making the changes. They weren't there yet, or not fully aware of how deep in burnout that they were. So I came up with this great idea. I use health trackers with my clients. If they have them, if they come into my practice and I see that they have an Oura ring, or they have a Whoop band, or some sort of other tracker, I'm like, ooh, can I see your stats? And I can start teaching them how to read their sleep stats, how to read their stress stats, their HRV, and to start understanding where their stress system is at and what tools we're implementing are helping them and what tools are not helping them as much, because it is so individual to each person what is going to work and what isn't working, that having these health trackers, first off, helps you understand how good or how bad your sleep is. Not just, hey, I'm sleeping 8 hours, but hey, what is my quality while I'm sleeping those 8 hours? Is my brain regenerating? Is my body regenerating? Am I waking up with like full capacity in my strength system, in my whole body? Am I repairing? you can see those things in those stats. And so I had this great idea that, hey, if I teach people this, they'll be able to look at their stats and they're going to say, oh, I am in burnout. I need to now take some steps, be it with me, be it with anybody else. And as I was doing that, as I switched this podcast to Health KPI, the information is amazing. It's also information that you can get anywhere online. If you go on to Oura Ring's podcast, blogs, if you go on to Whoop's podcast, they dive into all of these things as to how to understand and read the information in their watches or their trackers. And I was really teaching. That's all I was doing. There wasn't that emotional connection and I wasn't enjoying it as much. And as I was going through that, I actually had been going to therapy myself. I was working with first responders since 2018. And many of them would get to a point with me and get stuck. And or they would not even be able to get started once they would even join. And there were a lot of traumas with them. And so I was learning a lot about EMDR therapy. And I was like, okay, I've built a rapport with these guys. I need to learn a little bit more about EMDR therapy. So I should go and experience it myself in order to truly understand what it is that I can help them understand it more and how it will benefit them so that they will go in order to break through some of these blocks. And I did this EMDR therapy. And as I'm doing it, I found somebody who did EMDR in parts. I'd never heard of parts. I'm like, sure, you do EMDR. It's what I want. Let's add the parts to it as well. No idea what I was getting myself into. And that is what blew me away. Once I started diving into this parts therapy and realizing that the way parts therapy is with IFS, it's called internal family systems therapy, is that we all have parts in us. For me, a part of me wants to eat that bag of chips. And the other part of me knows that when I eat late at night and when I eat chips, that my sleep sucks. Like my sleep stats go haywire. Part of me also knows that the chips are not helping my energy and are not the best fuel for me. And the other part of me knows that I should be eating healthier. And there's these parts and they're kind of battling with one another in me. And it just became so fascinating because I started looking at my clients as well and saying, ah, I have clients saying to me, I know I need to get to bed earlier, but a part of me needs that time alone. A part of me needs to stay up and do this. A part of me fears missing this. There's all these parts in us that often stop us from implementing certain things or certain strategies that we know are true to like to help us. So going back to what I was saying before with this burnout is where everybody that we talked with burnout, most of them knew that they were pushing too hard. Most of them knew they had too much on their plate. Most of them knew that they were doing certain things that were actually sinking them deeper into burnout. But there were parts of them that were stopping them. And so I did as I always do, and I started diving in deeper. As I said with John Berardi and his precision nutrition, we start diving into research journals. We start diving into everything that we can get our hands on. So I have spent the last year or so, because before I stopped, the one reason I stopped the podcast was because I was battling with, okay, I still need to study more. I still need to research more before I can talk about this. I can't talk about this right now to my audience because I feel I need to know more, which is a part of me I have learned that feels that I don't know enough and that I'm not smart enough. Meanwhile, I realize how much I dive down these rabbit holes of research and science. And as soon as I get my head into something, I get so obsessed with all the knowledge and research and courses and trainings and I still feel I don't know enough. So I've worked through that part and I'm back. And which I'm going to dive into with you guys in this podcast. I'm going to start doing a little mini series right now just on IFS, just so that you can understand this IFS piece Now, as I'm saying peace, it is a piece of the puzzle. All of these other tools and strategies that I have spoke about in past episodes are all valid. They're amazing tools and we need them all. They're all pieces of this puzzle that helps you stay as strong as you can in your stress system and help you with getting the best sleeps possible for the best recovery so that you are prepared for everything that life throws at you in every single stage of life. The tools that you require in every stage of life are different. And once we start working through these parts, what I'm finding is I'm working with clients is as I work through parts with them when they're stuck. So a client is like, I know I need to be doing this. And we'll meet again in like a week or 2 weeks. And they're like, I still haven't implemented it, but I know I need to, and I want to. So we start diving into the part and we find out about this part. Why is this part stopping them from doing this? And I don't want to give too much away because this is what I'm going to be talking about in this mini series is explaining these parts to you and how we work with them and how we get through them. The biggest thing I would like you to take over from today is that I'm back and I'm going to be teaching you another piece of the puzzle. And if there are things in your life, you know, you want to work out more, you want to be more active, you want to, you know, take more time for you, you want to, whatever it is, insert healthy habit here, something that will help your sleep, something that will help your stress, something that will help your relationship, your marriage, your parent, you as a parent, any of these things. And there is a part of you that keeps stalling you, keeps holding you back, not allowing you to have willpower or giving you too much willpower in something else. Know that these are all parts of you and there's nothing wrong with you. And this has been the missing piece. Well, a big missing piece because I have in all of my practice and coaching with clients, because through my 30 years of working with people, there's always people that have been stuck at a certain point. And what I'm finding is as I'm working on this point, they're getting unstuck and then they can implement more and more of the tools and strategies that I teach. So moving forward, this podcast is going to be a mix of IFS, teaching about IFS in parts. We're diving into more stories and interviews with people. I'm going to be getting more experts in fields as well. I know that through my years of doing this, working with sleep, stress, and resilience, I've brought into my own personal programs gut specialists that can do testing that is beyond my scope of practice, that can do supplement protocols beyond my scope of practice. I've brought in hormone specialists into my programs as well to be able to do hormone testing. And I'm going to be bringing in experts in all of these fields, anything that falls under sleep, stress, and helping you to manage everything in your day-to-day life to prevent or get out of burnout. We're going to be bringing all of that into this podcast. So that's why I've changed the name again, because burnout expert didn't fit all of those things. And neither did health KPI, because that was totally on the key performance indicators of the stats of a tracking app. So we now have calm nights, strong days. It completely, everything that I just said falls under that umbrella. We can talk about it all. I can fill you in on all the parts and pieces, get all these experts in and get these interviews with people who are experiencing all of these pieces as well for you to listen to. And that is what we have going on. So I'm super excited about this. We are starting with a mini series. It's all planned out, but I don't know exactly how many there are. I think there's 7 or 8 in the mini series. What I'm going to do is they're short little episodes and I'll do 3 of them a week because they're different pieces of IFS that I wanted to break them apart. And they go for 2 to 3 weeks. Once that is done, then we're back to regular episodes where it encompasses everything under the sleep stress umbrella. And those will be 1 episode a week after that. So keep an eye out for that. And definitely let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you and love to know what you think of these changes. Wait, before you go, if you found this podcast valuable, please consider liking and subscribing. Your support helps others discover these insights too. And if you're ready to transform your sleep and stress management and would like to see if we are a good fit with one another, let's chat. The link to my calendar is in the show notes below. Let's connect and start your journey to calm nights and strong days now. Until next time, sleep peacefully and stay resilient.